Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
New Nightmare Before Christmas graphic novel announced. Sean Curanero goes west. Diamond owes Dynamite $500,000. This is Comic Book Club news for May 30, 2025. You've heard of Christmas in July? Well, how about The Nightmare Before Christmas in June? That's because Dynamite is releasing a new graphic novel set in the world of the classic Disney movie titled Long Live the Pumpkin Queen. Based on the best-selling novel by Shay Earnshaw, the book is adapted by Liz Marsham, with art by Alessio Patello and Ismael Canales. In addition, the book will feature a cover by Jill Thompson. Said Marsham via press release, quote, Shay Earnshaw wrote everything I could have needed. A compelling story about iconic characters I have loved as a fan for decades, an exciting mix of the settings we know and gorgeously described new landscapes, enthralling action, an emotional journey that is both fantastical and deeply relatable, and of course, the delightfully spooky vibes we all associate with Halloween Town. It was a pleasure to help add a new dimension to an already rich tale, and the art team has done a wonderful job bringing it to life. In the book, Jack Skellington and Sally are married after the events of the movie. And though Sally loves being the Pumpkin Queen, she is starting to feel the weight of the public spotlight. And when she discovers a secret door to Dreamtown, things start to spiral out of control. Not sure dreams are technically a holiday, but I'll go with it. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, Long Live the Pumpkin Queen, the graphic novel, title that needs like five more words, will hit comic book shops on June 18, 2025, and bookstores on July 1st. Hot on the heels of the release of The Goddamn Tragedy, artist Sean Curanero is breaking out on his own, though staying in the Western genre, for Oni Press's Cave Grave, Wild West Tales. Said Curanero via press release, quote, I love drawing the Western environment and wanted to write crime stories in the vein of Alfred Hitchcock. Psychological edge, unexpected twists, and a focus on the character's internal struggles and paranoia. These two stories deal with a constant desire for wealth and power, and how that obsession can manifest into something monstrous. The two stories included are Cave Grave and Poor Moon. In the former, quote, the art of double-crossing is taken to a new extreme, as three struggling thieves attempt to pull off the heist of a lifetime, only to realize they've stolen more than they bargained for. In the latter, quote, a cowboy searching for purpose turns to bounty hunting. Catch, return, reward, it's simple, until he picks up a bounty that'll change his life forever. Excited for the book? You're going to have to wait a bit, as Cave Grave, Wild West Tales won't hit stores until March 3rd, 2026. Today in Yikes! Dynamite has filed a new motion demanding that Diamond Comics distributors pay them $500,000 immediately. Per ICV2, this isn't back pay that predates Diamond's bankruptcy filing. This is based on new invoices that were submitted at the end of April and in May, totaling over $509,000 for titles like Captain Planet and Space Ghost Johnny Quest, Space Quest. In addition to the requested amount, Dynamite is also asking that Diamond pay their attorney fees. How Diamond might pay this amount and who would be paying for it, given the company has officially had its assets purchased by Ad Populum and Universal, is not immediately clear. Ad Populum has stated they will only be fulfilling invoices after May 15, while Dynamite's filing is for invoices from before that deadline. And adding to the complications, Dynamite has requested to push back the deadline to file their repayment plan until September 11. More on this as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Albin. Hey, maybe Dynamite will sell a lot of copies of that Nightmare Before Christmas book, and that should cover it, right? I am a financial genius. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.